If you find yourself compartmentalizing your life to escape the non-spiritual aspects of your life, then this Hatha Yoga class is for you. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa, and this is Real Yoga for Real People. We're all about connection. Connection to a teacher and teachings that will allow you to connect with your true self and a community of people who are committed to a genuine path of transformation. If you're new here, I put out a brand new Hatha Yoga class every single Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific. So be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications. And I just want to thank all of you who have been subscribing. It means so much to us and we appreciate that. And yeah, subscribe, turn on notifications so you don't miss a single class. And if you're feeling overwhelmed and anxious and super stressed out right now and you find the spoken teachings overwhelming and agitating right now, then feel free to press that mute button and just follow along visually until you're feeling less agitated. I have a testimonial for you from Jennifer from last week's YouTube class. She left it on YouTube. On dancing with experience. And Jennifer says, thank you for the great class. I like how you reminded me that our life is fluid and ever changing. It's so true. And that is okay. Sometimes I long for the past and then I don't see what's happening right now. I can so relate to that comment. So thank you to Jennifer and to all of you who take the time to leave your comments on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook. This morning, I just put out a new video on my secondary channel, and there were so many comments on YouTube and Facebook, and we really appreciate that. Thank you so much. We love being in conversation with you. I don't want to be the only one talking. We like when we can have conversations together. So thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I am wearing new yoga pants from, I think Donna calls this dusk color with a cherry blossom image on it. And then this is one of my favorite tops. I love this color. It's like, gosh, I don't know the names of the colors of these. I call it Jean. And then the Just Be logo on it, or I don't know. Anyway, favorite. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for my props. Today you're going to need, I intended to use a bolster for this opening and then I forgot to bring it. The blocks are a little more portable. They're in my bag already. So you could use blocks or a bolster. That'll work for today's class. And let's begin with the peace mantra. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karvavahe Tejasvina Vaditamastu Mavidvishavahe Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So that mantra means protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we practice together for the union of the good of all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. So as I said, we're going to begin in supported fish pose. So if you have blocks, you can use blocks, one high, one low. Or if you have a bolster, you can use a bolster instead. Okay, so I'm going to place this low block just underneath my rib cage, the base of my ribs, the low end of it. And then the high block underneath my head if you're using the blocks. The bolster goes underneath your same place, the length of your rib cage. Although I have been finding with the bolster, I do like to tuck it right underneath my low back. So always experience is the best teacher. Listen to your own body. See what feels best for you. Open your arms up to the side. Oh, I've been waiting for this. It just feels so good to be here. And spend some time, we're gonna open to our body now, the experience of our body. Breathing into your body. Arriving in your body and noticing what's present for you. Allowing tension to release down. Letting gravity draw the tension out of your body. And then start to open to your breath. The shape of your body will naturally open you to your breath. So just be present to your breath here. And then begin to open up to the earth underneath you. The analogy that my teacher Neil used recently was that our awareness tends to stay on the surface of our experience. So if we're like a wave, if we're the ocean, our awareness tends to stay up in the crest of the wave, but our reality is so much deeper than that. So let your attention drop down into the earth, open, drop and open into the earth. Often we come to our spiritual practice as a way out of our troubles, as an escape from our mental anxiety or our physical pain altogether. And spirituality can often be presented as a way to escape our lives. And this kind of teaching actually strengthens the aversion of fear of our lives and leads us further away from our freedom when we use our yoga and meditation practice to retreat and escape from our lives. Okay, so we're going to come off from our supported fish pose now, and you're going to just maybe bend your knees and tuck your chin and roll to your side gently. And just put your bolster or your blocks off to your side, and then you'll come back down onto the ground with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. And just feel your connection with the earth now. Notice what it's like to take a breath now. And then inhale, take your arms all the way overhead and exhale them down and around. Inhale, your arms come overhead. Exhale them down and around. And then you're going to take one of your blocks and place it between your knees. And then sink through your feet and lift your pelvis off the ground, and we'll repeat that arm motion. So breathe in, take your arms overhead, and exhale down and around. So you're opening to all of life here. And then you can lower down and put your block off to the side again. And I'm just going to show you an alternative to the pose that we're going to do. We're going to do pigeon pose in a second. But if pigeon pose doesn't work for your knees, then you could do figure four here instead, or keyhole. All right. So otherwise, I believe we're coming over. Yes, pigeon. I just have to say it's so beautiful here, and it's so nice to be back and connected with all of you again. Okay. All right, so we're going to do pigeon. You're going to slide your right knee forward and your left leg back and long. And let's fold forward over your right leg. So when we connect with what's happening in our bodies, with both our suffering and our awakened nature, we find freedom. It's when we get stuck in the polarity of good and bad that we fail to accept our wholeness. So in the wholeness of this moment, I was, you know, connected to the beauty of this place and just feeling so incredibly grateful to be connected doing yoga out here on this earth, and then also just feeling incredible gratitude to be connected with all of you again after being away for a week. And you know, all of that is present at the same time as a lot of tension in my shoulders. You know, that's the wholeness of it all. You know, just it's all allowed to be there. Okay, let's switch sides and do pigeon pose on the other side. Let's just do a nice opening first, nice little back bend there to open to the beauty of the space. You can look up at the screen and just take it all in, the beauty of where we are here. These little daisies, and there's this cute little ladybug right here. And then let's go to the other side, so your left knee comes forward, your right leg comes back and long, and then you're gonna fold forward over your bent left leg. And then lift up into that back bend again and open up to whatever is present for you in your life and your life circumstances. Okay, so now we're going to step back onto all fours, and you might want to use your blocks for this next one. Just can help to add some stability sometimes. You're going to come up onto knees, and we're going to walk your left leg forward so we can do some lunge pose. So you're going to find that stability in your front left leg, and then you're going to come upright. And then you're just going to interlace your fingers behind your back, and then relax your shoulders, relax your chest, relax your heart center. And then open up your chest. And then you can release that, and we're going to switch sides. So this time you're going to walk your right leg through. And you're going to lean into that. Find that stability and grounding in your front right foot. Come upright. Relax your shoulders again. Interlace your fingers behind your back. Relax your shoulders. Soften your heart. Soften your collarbones. And then you're going to open up through your chest. So we all wall off aspects of our life that we feel are not spiritual or yogic, or maybe they are just too plain overwhelming for us. Things like our personal pain, for example. We create alignments with certain things, or enemies with people through clinging or control and fear. We feel separate from others if they are different from us. We compare what we have to what others have and see who has more, less, or the same as us. Or we withdraw and feel altogether indifferent, losing the capacity to care at all. A kind of protective mechanism and resignation in order to not let life affect us at all. Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and release this. And we're going to put those blocks off to the side, and we're gonna come into downward facing dog. So spread your fingers nice and wide. Tuck your toes under and reach your hips up into downward facing dog. Okay, from downward facing dog, we're going to open up your hips. So you could always do downward facing dog using a table or against a wall if it's too much weight bearing through your upper body. You're going to take your left leg up and behind you, open up your left hip. And then come back to the center. Place your left foot down. Take your right leg up and behind. Open up your right hip. And bend your right leg. And then turn back to center. And you're going to walk your feet in towards your hands and make your way up to standing. Let's just loosen up those shoulders a bit in case anybody else in this whole entire YouTube, iTunes, wherever you're watching this from, audience has stiff shoulders like me today. Okay. All right, you're going to take your feet wide and we're going to do a standing twist to release your spine. You're going to lift your toes and turn to one side and lift your heels and turn to the other side. You inhale in the center and exhale to the side. You guys are getting to see my routine, what I did in the mornings before sitting for 8 hours a day in meditation. This is like kind of what was keeping me going every day. Okay, so inhale center, exhale to the side. And you guys can keep going with that, or you can come to stillness. When we practice yoga without boundaries or opening to all of life, we can love without attachment, loving ourselves and others as they are, without any expectations and demands. We can experience compassion for our fellow human beings, knowing that together we experience the same suffering and sorrows of life. With sympathetic joy, we experience genuine happiness for the delight of others. So we allow ourselves to be open to the 10,000 joys and the 10,000 sorrows. I thought we'd do breath of joy. Okay, so I'm going to do it over here. So you're going to, for breath of joy, I'll show you how the arms work first. You inhale a little bit, you bring your arms straight in front. And then you inhale a little bit more, you take your arms out to the side. You inhale all the way, so you've got a full breath of air now. And then you exhale and you fold forward and you come down like this. So now, oh, do you love the, Tim loves when I wear my necklace to do yoga. If you have high blood pressure, I would just do the breath here without coming up and down, because that up and down, that up and down. If you have high or low blood pressure, that up and down can irritate you. So just stay here and just do the arms, okay? All right. So here we go. Honest to God, I should have a camera going the other way the whole time we film. You guys, what goes on behind that camera is way more interesting than what goes on this way. Okay, ready? So inhale, 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 and exhale. Breath of joy. We're opening to all of life. One more. Okay, now stay down for a few minutes. Let your blood pressure equalize. And you're going to come up really slowly so you don't get dizzy. And pause here. Feel your feet on the ground. Okay, so now we're going to do Goddess Victory Squat. And I need my notes for this because I have something important to say for this, okay, that relates to Goddess Victory Squat. So you're going to take your feet wide, turn your toes out, and you're going to sink straight down. You sink straight down, and then you're going to bring your arms up for Goddess Victory Squat. So our culture teaches us that we are strong and independent, kind of like this posture, very strong and independent. We are taught to have a stiff upper lip, a strong spine, and a thick skin. And when we do this, we think that we are shielding ourselves from pain. And yet, we're cutting ourselves off from the wonders of interconnection. So this reminds me of something that my teacher, Neil, often recounts. It's a student that once asked Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche during a talk, he said, you know, it sounds like what you're talking about, that we really shouldn't have a thick skin, that we should have a thin skin. And apparently Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche said, not a thin skin, no skin. And, you know, this really goes against the grain of what we're taught in our culture, right? To have boundaries, to create a wall between us and other people. I'm thinking about how up until I've been exposed to these teachings, I was even exposed to and taught so many ways to create barriers between me and each other as spiritual practices, right? So, not a thick skin, no skin. Like, we're learning to open to each other. That's the practice of opening to all of life and the practice of interdependence. So I'm guessing you're probably ready to come out of this pose. So let's come on out. Yeah, true. And one more thing here. True practice is not a defense against uncertainty, pain, and danger in life. As Joseph Campbell says, it's not a vaccination. Okay, we're going to come into wide-legged standing forward fold. So let's roll your pelvis over your leg bones and come down. And then placing your hands on the ground in front of you, you're just going to open your chest to the ground here. So kind of a flat back and open heart to the ground. Okay, and then relax down again and place your left hand on the ground. Rotate your right arm open. And then place your right hand down on the ground. Rotate your spine so that your left arm comes up. And then you're coming all the way down again. And then we're going to come up and come to the top of our mats. Do you want me to move my mat now? to the shade. Okay, so I'm just going to move my mat to the shade. We're going to do some down dog to up dog. Ouch. Okay, so you're going to stand at the top of your mat. And we're going to transition between downward facing dog and upward facing dog. And if that's too much weight bearing for you, you could always do cat-cow. So the point is that you're going between a fore bend and a back bend. And so cat and cow, cat arching and moving your spine that way would be fine. Okay, so you're going to inhale, reach up, and exhale, fold forward. Step back into downward facing dog. Nice long one. And then you're going to tuck your tailbone under and reach through to upward facing dog. And then back to downward facing dog. Tucking your tailbone under. And back up to upward facing dog. Okay, and then one more downward facing dog. And then upward facing dog. And then lower your knees down and draw your knees up underneath you for child's pose. And you can fold forward for child's pose. If this doesn't work for your knees, you can always lie on your back with your knees to your chest instead. So for me, no skin or opening to all of life, including all human beings, has meant opening myself and sharing my experiences, both the good and the bad, with those I am in relationship with. And so this morning, I shared my fear over a tick bite that I got on Monday with some of my students, letting go of an old belief that I should shield my students from difficulties that I'm experiencing. Okay, and just to let you know, I got it checked out by a medical doctor, and everybody thinks it's fine. It's probably fine. It's not infected, so that was huge relief. But it probably comes as no surprise that, given the amount of time that I spend lying on the ground and in forest, that I might get a tick bite. And then I'm also. Oh, yeah, that was. I got it. If those of you who watch my vlog, I got it when I was with the elk that day. So it's not really a surprise. Anyway, I'm also letting go of an old belief that it's arrogant to share my moments of openness and awakening and bliss that I experience during my spiritual practice with anybody or my students. And this week, for example, I completely had a moment of vulnerability in front of my students. It was just out and out weeping as I expressed my genuine love for meditation practice. Because it's not fair just to share only my suffering to be relatable and then not to share my joys. See, the peacocks agree with this. Right? They say it's not arrogant, actually. They said maybe I need to be a little more arrogant. To let go of that fear of being arrogant, the peacocks are like, you know, just shout it from the mountaintop about the bliss. So I'm seeing how opening to it all is the only way to wholeness. Okay, so let's come into Dying Warrior now. You're going to come into Downward Facing Dog. And you're going to take your right leg back and up and then thread it between your left hand and your left ankle. So opening to all of life, means that we let go of the belief that we are going to be shielded from the difficulties and problems of life. Okay, and then we're going to come out and do the other side. And then step back. You're going to take your left leg up now. And then bring your left leg through the space between your right wrist and your right ankle. And fold forward. So no amount of yoga will save us from the inevitability of suffering and confusion that's part of being human. Even the greatest yoga teachers will not avoid the troubles of their bodies, sickness, old age, and death. Each one of us will face the messiness of emotions and human relationships. Opening to all of life invites us to embrace all of our life. So for me, coming back from retreat this week, it's been a real transition coming back to all the demands of work life. And, you know, that was something that I really felt yesterday. You know, getting classes ready, responding to emails, and, you know, just because I practice yoga and meditation doesn't mean that I was immune from the stress of handling those things. Gradually make your way out of this posture. And we're going to come into a wide legged seated forward fold. If you have a folded blanket, it can be helpful to sit up on that so that it helps you to fold your pelvis forward. So turn to one side, a little twist to begin. And then go to the other side. And then fold forward in the center. So how do we open to all of life? Well, there is really no special training. We simply open to the mystery of our life. It's not about fixing ourselves because there is nothing to fix. I think about every time I go to my teacher Neil with a problem, he's like, "That there's no problem, you know? I think there's some big disaster in my life. It's not a problem," he always says. "It's not a problem." Whatever I say, that's always the answer. It's not a problem. So there's nothing to fix. There's no need to fix ourselves. Okay, and then I'm trying to decide which side I should put my head at. There's like sun there, sun there. Maybe like right in the middle there. You lie down for Shavasana with your palms turned up beside you. So maybe even if you take Shavasana usually in a more closed in way for that kind of groundedness, try today taking it in a very open way. And you're going to stay lying here for Shavasana to receive and integrate your practice. And I'm going to sit up and read you a poem. Today's poem is called Living by Denise Levertov. The fire in leaf and grass, so green, it seems each summer the last summer. The wind blowing, the leaves shivering in the sun, each day the last day. A red salamander so cold and so easy to catch, dreamily moves his delicate feet and long tail. I hold my hand open for him to go. Each minute, the last minute. So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And then you're going to bend your knees and roll to your right side. And slowly make your way up to seated. We're gonna practice the Anahata Chakra Mudra. So this mudra is a little complex. Okay, so the first fingers that we're going to situate are the ring fingers on each hand. You're going to place them between the webs of your index and middle finger on both hands. Okay? And then you're going to curl down your middle fingers to hold them in place. And then your pinky fingers come together, your index fingers come together, and your thumbs come together. And that's it. Do you want to see that more than once? So your ring fingers come between the webs of your index finger and your middle fingers, and then your middle fingers curl down to hold them in place. Your pinky fingers, your index fingers, and your thumbs come together, and then it rests in front of your heart center. Okay, you're going to hold this mudra in front of your heart center, gazing inwardly at your heart center. Relax your chest, relax your shoulders, relax your belly. And I chose this mudra because it will open your heart, will open you to all of your life. It improves the health of your heart, your lungs, your breath, regulates your breathing. It opens you to feelings of compassion and love, and it will increase your healing abilities. So gaze inwardly at your heart center. Turn your left palm up, your right palm down. We'll close out with the Loka Samasta, gathering in the fruits of our practice first to ourselves and then offering it out to the world. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So if you liked this class, Opening to All of Life, and the Heart Stabilization series, I think that's going to be the final class for the series. We're going to start a new series next week. Then please give it a thumbs up. If you know somebody who would benefit from this class, then please feel free to send it to them. And please let me know in the comments what you are opening to right now in your life. I would love to hear that. I'd love to have a discussion in the comments below. Thank you so much for your donations. I have been away from filming for more than a week, probably close to 2 weeks. So I have a lot of people to thank right now here, and your generosity really makes me feel very tender in my heart and incredibly grateful. And I just also want to thank all of you again who supported me and sent me on a week-long silent retreat. There was a moment that I had. I mean, I thought of all of you often on the retreat, but there was a particular moment when I just thought of all the conditions and circumstances in my life that led me to being on that retreat. And I was there because of all of you. And And that, you know, there was a really profound moment that I sat into that on retreat, you know, that it was because of all of you that I was there. And I just want you to know that you were all with me there. So thank you. And thank you to Sean from New York, to Monica from Australia for your donation. And I was reading your note with your donation this morning, and I just want to let you know I really look forward to welcoming you into our community as well. Viola from Italy, Nikki from West Virginia, Paige from Italy, and Paige, it was so good to connect with you in class again this week in our membership community. Hannah from the UK, who I will see tomorrow, and it will have been yesterday. Carla from Belgium, who, you know, I am incredibly touched by how much she's upped her monthly donation. Incredibly generous. Caitlin from Budapest, Donna from Kansas, Leah, and then Amelia from Quebec, Cornelia, Donna in Oklahoma, and Phyllis in the UK. Your donations really mean the world to us. They support us. They mean that Tim and I can do this full time. You support us and our family in being able to make a living wage so that this is what we do. We bring you this yoga, and you know, you put food on our table, you pay our rent, and we appreciate that. You don't think for a minute that isn't something that we don't appreciate every day, because we do. We know that if it wasn't for you, this wouldn't exist. You know, there's no big car company or sponsorship deal in the background. There's just not. It's you. We are running because of you. And because of that, we have a great deal of freedom and what's able to come out of this mouth. And that's what makes this really special. In this class, I spoke of letting go of the skin, protecting myself, and opening more to the people around me. So I invite you to open into a community of people who support each other on a genuine path of spiritual transformation. We come together each week in our live classes, and then also in July we'll be coming together for a really special 4-day retreat on July 10th, 11th, and 12th, and 13th. It's about 4 hours a day. That includes preparing a meal. So, you know, you do that anyway. So more like 3 hours a day. Practice coming together for a class and, you know, coming together and reflecting on our practice. So it's going to be really special, communing with the earth. We'd love to welcome you into our community and welcome you into that 4-day retreat that's part of our community. And if you're already a member, I'll link to that below so you can join us in July and also in our live classes once a week. So come join us. We'd love to have you. And I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our ocean, may you be as rooted as the trees in our forest, and may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.